loved this time of year when I was a youngster because it was the start of a new school year. My mom took us shopping for back-to-school clothes and equipped us with the necessary pens and notebooks. At my school, we knew who our teacher was at the end of the previous school year. This one June, I was filled with anxiety, knowing who I was getting as a teacher come September. The kids called her Tommy Gun Thomas because of her loud voice and even larger size. I worried about my upcoming school year for the whole summer. As I entered the class on the first day of grade 4, my heart raced as we all took seats. Mrs. Thomas welcomed us all and taught me a valuable life lesson I have never forgotten. She knew what the kids thought about her because she told us, in the first few minutes of class, that we didn't have to like her, but to find one nice thing about her. Just one thing. Even if it was her nose. I was surprised by what I heard and felt reassured that my school year was going to be okay. And it was. Why? I also learned about the rumors made by certain kids about Mrs. Thomas, blaming others for their bad behavior. That school year was one of my best school years. And what I heard about Mrs. Thomas wasn't close to the teacher I saw her as. She continued to greatly influence my life well into adulthood. Mrs. Thomas recently passed away. I also still remember the uncomfortable feeling I experienced and didn't understand. The fluttering heart, finding it hard to sleep, and being irritable, not knowing why. I remember stepping outside my house to catch my breath because I found breathing hard. All symptoms of anxiety that no one told me about but were real to me. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of how to help a child with stress. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. What is anxiety? Anxiety is characterized by different feelings, such as fear, worry, and overwhelm. The feelings can appear in many different ways, most often like I experienced with a racing heart. Other ways are tightness in the chest, tingling in various parts of your body, or irritability. The effects of anxiety can be draining without the person even knowing. I have suffered from anxiety and depression for decades, so I know what it feels like. You never fully relax and enjoy life. You are jumpy and find it hard to focus. Here are 5 common effects anxiety can have on your child and what you can look out for. There's emotional effects. Anxiety often causes children to feel constantly worried, fearful, or overwhelmed, making it difficult for them to enjoy everyday activities or feel confident. Your child might express anxiety by being more irritable or tearful than usual. There's physical effects. Anxiety can lead to physical symptoms like headaches, stomach aches, as mentioned, a racing heart, trouble sleeping, or shortness of breath, causing your child to feel tired all the time. Your child might struggle to focus in school, forget instructions, or have difficulty making decisions because they worry all the time, which might result in a decrease in school performance. I saw this last year when I was helping grades 1 and 2 with their reading. Kids who excelled at the beginning of the year suddenly did not recognize letters or words. I often learned why from the kids, because they loved discussing their home life. That's when I made the connection between what was going on at home and what was going on at school. It's not always the school situation, but that is where the anxiety comes out. Then there's behavioral effects. If your child is experiencing anxiety, they may avoid situations that make them uncomfortable, such as playing with their friends, not wanting to go to school, or trying new activities. I think we have all done this in the past at one time or another. The, "I'm not feeling well," without any apparent cause, can signal underlying anxiety. This avoidance can limit their ability to learn, build friendships, or develop new skills. Your child might have more than usual tantrums, clinginess, or trouble separating from you, which can also be signs of anxiety in your child. And lastly, there's social effects. Anxiety can affect your child's ability to connect with others. They might become shy or struggle to express their thoughts and feelings, which can cause them to become loners and lower their self-esteem. Anxiety in children can be triggered by a variety of factors, often stemming from their environment, experiences, or even biological influences. Some common causes include family stress. In previous episodes, I mentioned that I was raised in a chaotic household. This caused tension at home, which stemmed from conflicts between my parents. My father suffered the cycle of economic times due to being self-employed. Other family stresses can be divorce and blended family, all creating a stressful atmosphere leading to anxiety in children who may feel worried or insecure. Then there's school pressure. In high school, to help deal with my anxiety and depression, I was an overachiever, always striving for the honor roll. I now see this in other students who feel the pressure to succeed, which leads to being overwhelmed by some children, especially if they fear disappointing their parents or teachers. Nowadays, there are added social challenges like bullying or troublemaking friends, all contributing to anxiety. Separation anxiety. I remember putting my little ones on the bus and sending them off to grade 1. Young children who are separated from their mom or dad because of separation or school often experience anxiety. Experiencing or witnessing traumatic events, such as the death of a loved one, pet, having a severe illness or an accident, can also lead to anxiety. Moving to a different house, having a new baby in the family, or changing schools can trigger anxious feelings in children. Even though the event can be a happier occasion, it is a change for your child. Anxiety can be influenced by genetics and how the brain works. Anxiety might run in your family and consequently be experienced by your children. Fear of failure or making mistakes can make everyday tasks feel overwhelming. Some children set extremely high expectations for themselves and may develop anxiety about meeting those standards. Constant exposure to news about global issues, natural disasters, or other frightening events can increase anxiety in children, especially if they struggle to process or understand the information. Children feed off the energy in the household. When my dad experienced a stressful time with his business, it permeated the house. My mom had less money to buy groceries, As a child, I never knew what the problem was, except I knew something was happening because my parents were fighting more and were more irritable. By understanding these causes, you can better support your child and help them manage anxiety in a healthy way. Helping your child manage anxiety naturally involves creating a supportive environment, teaching coping strategies, and encouraging healthy habits. I never told anyone about my symptoms for various reasons. When I talked to my mom in the past about problems, she dismissed them that I was being oversensitive and that what I said wasn't true. I also felt shame that I wasn't able to cope with life and that everyone around me could, but I couldn't. So what was wrong with me? It wasn't until I experienced my aha moment with my family and the help of counselors that I finally understood that my upbringing was one reason for my anxiety and that I created the same environment with my family. Here is what I learned to help with anxiety naturally. First and foremost, as a parent or caregiver, talk to your child without judgment. I have mentioned this numerous times before. Let them know you are there for them and are glad they are coming to you to talk about things. Their concerns might seem minor to you, but they are big problems to them. Ask your child open-ended questions like, "How are you feeling about school?" Or, "Is there anything that's been worrying you?" Letting them talk allows them to hear themselves, and they can often figure out their problems. Try to provide a safe and peaceful space for your child and yourself. A calm environment can include a neat bedroom, happy and soothing music, or routines so mornings and bedtimes are less hectic. There are many simple relaxation techniques, like deep breathing or guided meditation, can help your child manage their anxiety. Get them to take a slow, deep breath when feeling overwhelmed, or guide them through a short guided meditation. Also, deep breathing exercises and meditation are great for everyone. A predictable morning and evening routine can give your children and yourself a sense of security. Try to maintain regular meals, homework, play, bedtime to reduce stress caused by unexpected situations. Exercise is a great way to lower anxiety. Physical activity helps release tension and makes you feel happier and more energized. Suggest that your kids play outside. Get out and ride their bikes. Join a team or take a walk, which I have also mentioned many times before. What better way to have one-on-one time with your child, get fresh air, and exercise than taking a 15-minute walk? Limit screen time. Too much time on phones or iPads, especially on social media, can increase anxiety. Set clear limits on their use and suggest activities like reading, drawing, or playing outside. Phones are a touchy subject. It is a love-hate relationship. Phones are great for instantly connecting with loved ones and friends. On the other hand, they are taking away a non-renewable resource, our time. Not only children, but adults are affected. My opinion is to set an example by monitoring your screen time and doing other activities such as exercising, hobbies, and other things that bring you joy. Teach positive self-talk or affirmations. This was a game changer for me in helping with my anxiety. repeating positive affirmations, and changing my negative thoughts to positive ones helped me see the situation I was anxious about differently. For example, if your child is worried about failing a test, remind them to focus on their effort and preparation instead of the fear of failure. Our children mirror our behaviors, and we don't even realize it until we see them do what we do. So showing them how we handle stress in a healthy way makes a big difference in helping our children cope with their anxiety. Therefore, it is essential for us to practice self-care and demonstrate calmness in the face of challenges. Help your child to face their fears by breaking down challenges into smaller steps. Encourage them to think about ways they can manage situations that cause them anxiety. Helping them solve their problems can build confidence and resilience, causing them to develop their self-esteem, which is my goal for you and your family. Not getting the right amount of sleep and poor sleep can worsen anxiety. To help your child get the proper sleep, ensure your child keeps a consistent bedtime routine and goes to bed at the same time each night. Avoid stimulating activities like screen time close to bedtime, and create a calming bedtime habit, such as reading and listing things they are grateful for. Try to get them to eat a healthy diet. With the cost of food nowadays, eating a balanced, nutritious diet isn't the easiest. The best way to handle it is to limit the amount of sugar and caffeine your child eats. I have learned that eating more protein helps with mood swings, which can help your child feel more calm. By incorporating these natural methods into daily life, you can help your child develop the skills they need to manage anxiety in a healthy and effective way. In conclusion, anxiety in children is caused by a variety of situations, from family stress to school pressures and even genetic factors. By recognizing the signs early, you can play a vital part in helping your child manage their anxiety. Whether through open, non-judgmental communication, establishing morning and bedtime routines, or encouraging physical activity, small changes can help lower your child's stress and help them feel more confident and safe. Be the example. Guide your child to develop healthy coping mechanisms by modeling these coping methods. Build a supportive environment at home to help them manage anxiety now, but also equip them with the tools they need to handle future challenges with resilience and confidence. As a disclaimer, I am not a licensed doctor or therapist. Consult a professional for immediate attention or concerns. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available at lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com are links to purchase my first book in a series called Finding Lily's Inner Magic, A Tale of Building Confidence. Follow along as young Lily, guided by her wise Grandma Kate, discovers her inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons, empowering her to face life challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?